You are about to hear a life-changing message that was preached at the Kodesh Family Church Memphis by Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Now relax and be blessed as you hear this anointed word.
It gets sweeter and sweeter, day by day. Yes, it does.
To feel your presence, I wanna know your power. Fill me now with more of you. I long to see your glory, and I wanna know your ways. So would you please come and fill this place? 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Bring down refreshing anew from above. 'Cause I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Have your way in me, so that the world may see. You are the potter, I am just the clay. Oh, so mold me and shape me completely into what you want me to be. And I'll be changed from glory into glory. 'Cause I need fresh oil from you. Cover my life with your dew. Bring down refreshing anew from above. I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. 'Cause I need fresh oil for you. Cover my life with your dew. Bring down refreshing anew. Let it rain down from above. 'Cause I need your presence today. Please come and show me the way. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. Shower down your rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ. So shower down the rain upon me. Make me more and more like Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen. Now it's time for the most important part of the service, the Word of God. The Bible tells us that the word is like a lamp unto our feet. So
hallelujah.
How special it is right now to have our very own Reverend Kojo Orleans Lindsay. Rise to your feet with me and welcome Reverend Lindsay. Amen.
Wow. Oh, put your hands together for the highest praise. And you give the highest praise in this season of highest praise. Hallelujah. I said give the highest praise to God Almighty. Name. Well, it's a season of strength. It's a season of power. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we bless your name. We thank you. We give you glory. We welcome you, mighty Holy Spirit. into this service. I pray, oh God, that your power will manifest, your grace will abound, your mercies will prevail. The blood of the sprinkling will be abundantly distributed to us because of our sicknesses, because of our shortcomings, because of our sins. And at the end of the day, Lord, your mighty hand can rule. Your presence will have no limits in everything that we do here. May you be the subject and object of all that we do. Mighty Holy Spirit, come. Come with your power and do a new thing. We welcome you in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Please put your hands together and give the Lord a mighty wave offering in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Beautiful. Today we want to continue where we left off, part two of the second determinant called strength. 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 Part two of the second determinant called strength. Hallelujah. Now, last week we started, this month we've been sharing about the determinants. The determinants. Please, all of us, shepherds, church workers, church members, there are so many of our friends and loved ones that have not arrived on the scene. You know, the Bible says that when David called for his people to eat, Saul called for his people to eat, there was a seat that was empty. They said that David's seat was empty. And they were looking for him. So somebody who is not there called. It may be in your work center meeting. It may be in your fellowship. It may be your brother, your sister, your friend. Call that person. That service has started. And so that the person will come. Now, today I want to share with you the second determinant called strength. Let me read Ecclesiastes chapter 9 verse 11 again. The Bible says, "And I returned and saw under the sun." Under the sun means in this world. In this world, under the sun. The sun is in this world. Wherever the sun shines, that is what it means, under the sun. And you and I are part of that description. Under the sun, describing where we live. It says, "And I saw under the sun that the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to the men of skill. But time and chance happened to them all." Hallelujah. Amen. Now, this is trying to tell us that everything that you're doing, there are things that determine the outcome. There are things that determine the outcome of what you are doing. And there are five major determinants that when Solomon returned, and Solomon is one of the person who is the most observant, who observed life and gave detailed analysis of life and detailed outcomes that when you apply, you know, you will realize that you will be wise. For example, he said in Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7 that, you know, wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. In all thy getting, get understanding. You know, he was trying to tell you that, you know, if you are in this world, wisdom is the correct application of knowledge to achieve the desired results. So you may have information, but if you don't know how to apply it, then you don't get results. It's the principal thing. At the end of the day, for example, when you are going to school, it's not enough to say, "Hey, they say school is good, so you're going." What is the school going to do for you is more important. It's the principal thing. People go to school and they come out, they have a degree, but they don't have a job. What's the point? That's not wisdom. That is just, you have knowledge, but you don't have, it's not achieving the purposes. Solomon looked and realized all these things. He said at one point that a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, then shall your poverty come like he that traveleth, and your want as an armed man. When you are traveling and you are poor, you don't have anything, you are in a strange man's land. Your poverty is deep. And he said that these things, deep poverty comes when you fold your arms. You just like sleeping. You like resting. You don't like working. It's a sure recipe for poverty. So he made all these analyses. So his analyses are true. Okay? So he said that these things happen. I returned and I saw under the sun. The race is not to the swift. But so determined. Race requires speed. Battle requires strength. And then riches. You know, bread. Bread comes to those who are wise. You know how to. How to reorganize yourself to earn something to eat so you're not hungry. So that, and then it talks about, you know, riches for men, riches, not yet riches for men of understanding. So understanding makes you acquire riches or property. Understanding means you are now educated. Understanding means trained. Understanding, you have something that somebody needs. You have a certain understanding that solves problem, and because of that, you are paid. You earn something. All right, and finally, favor, to men of skill. Favor means to be chosen. So you realize that in this life, you want favor, you want to be chosen, okay? You want property. These are the things that we're looking for. You want riches. These are you want bread, something to sustain you. You want to win the battle, you see? You want to win the race. All these things, there are things that determine a Paul. I mean, Solomon said that he realizes that although these things are determinant, they are not always things that you acquire. You don't always win the race because you are fast. You don't always win the battles because you are strong. You don't always get bread because you have wisdom. You don't always get riches or property because you have understanding. It's not everybody who goes to school who necessarily become rich. Or you don't become chosen just because you have skill. But he said that every one of these things, time and chance is also there that can neutralize everything that you've done. Time and chance can neutralize your education. Time and chance can neutralize your speed, you see. Now, however, the question we should ask ourselves, how many times would you depend on time and chance? Let me just sleep after all, time and chance. That is the point that we are making. That is true. Time and chance happens to them. But it's very rare. The main things are still the main things. The main things are still speed, strength, wisdom, understanding, and skill. These five things, they determine. Occasionally, chance happens to you. Occasionally, you have not gone to school, but you get into a high position. There are people who haven't gone to school, but they've gone into high position. How much will you depend on time and chance? So the whole idea of this series of messages is to let you master and be strong in the areas that generally determine life, the determinants, and then give very little impact to the time and the chance. Hallelujah. Don't drive in a car without a driver. You don't control the speed. You don't control where it is going. You don't control anything. And you just, time and chance, and you sleep. You can just easily get involved in an accident. So I'm bringing your minds to the fact that there are these five determinants of life. We've talked about speed. We've talked about strength in part. And today we want to continue about strength. Hallelujah. We want to continue about strength. How your life can be controlled and directed and redirected because of strength. Okay. Now, let me tell you something. There is something in all this thing. What Paul said is time and chance can be neutralized by allowing God to take over. That, yes, I've gone to school, but Lord, now you direct me. Now you give me grace. Now you grant me where time and chance would happen. Put yourself there. There's something called happenstance. It happens because it's just by chance that it happened. But you know, in a Christian's life, nothing happens by chance. Bible says the steps of the righteous man or good man are ordered by the Lord, and the Lord delighteth in his way. When you are somebody who is a Christian, the steps of a righteous man or a Christian, they are directed by God. There's nothing happenstance about it. There is no chance at all. Leave nothing to chance. Leave no place for the devil or for chance. Leave no place for time. Surrender everything to God. So today I'm going to talk to you about strength, but a different type of strength. Hallelujah. Amen. A different type. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 10, says, Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might. Hallelujah. Now, I want us all Christians to go with strength in life. Bible says that the battle is to the strong. But I want you to have, you know, when you are there, somebody is strong, strong in finance, strong, but you have a supernatural type of strength that other people do not have. Okay, that's what I want to talk about today. Okay, now, last week I talked to you that if you have strength, you can lead yourself in strength. And I gave you examples. And the examples I gave you, for example, that many times you must control yourself. Psalm 103 from verse 1. The Bible says that you actually, David told himself, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. David spoke to himself. David controlled himself. David led himself. Hallelujah. Many of us, we like to be led. We like to be told what to do. We like always, you want to be told what to do. Some of us, if nobody wakes us up in the morning, alarm doesn't wake us up, we will never wake up. We'll never go to work. If somebody does not prompt us to go to school, we will never do it. If somebody does not prompt us to find a job, you'll be surprised. We will just sleep and live in our mother's kitchen for life. If somebody does not tell us that we need to stop misbehaving, we would just misbehave. Or sometimes when I see children, you don't tell them, they finished eating and the plates are there. Until you tell them, clean the plates, they won't. And I look at myself and I said that if they didn't have parents, what would they do? What would they do? All right. Now, you have to be somebody who masters in leading yourself. Lead your own house. Lead your own world economy around yourself. Lead your own mindset. Control your mind. Speak to yourself. Rebuke yourself. Sometimes tell yourself, Kojolinse, you have been very foolish. Sometimes I tell myself, Kojolinse, I'm disappointed in you. You say you are a pastor. You say you are a doctor. You say you are a father. Look at the way you are treating this person. I speak strongly to myself. And I'm sometimes strong on myself. That you see, you say that you are late again for work. I speak to myself. Look at you. You've slept so much today, you didn't even pray. Now you are walking out there. It's time to go to work. You have not prayed. I speak to myself. I lead myself. I can tell myself, look at you. You are in your hotel room. The whole place is in a mess. You have not cleaned up. Clean up so that your mind will have, the clutter will not affect your thinking. I speak to myself. And I speak to myself in strength. Many of us who are addicted to alcohol, addicted to pornography, addicted to all kinds of lifestyle, I'm telling you, it's true that there is addiction, but many of these people that call it addiction, you have to be strong and stand and tell it, from today, I'm not drinking again. From today, I will not watch pornography again. From today, I will not speak blasphemous words and curse words again. And when you say it, you speak to yourself and you rebuke yourself. Lead yourself. If you can't lead yourself, how can you lead people? My father, I remember him very well. He was very strong on himself. Now, he used to drink. He didn't drink in a glass. He drank in bottles of vodka. He had a lot, and he had a lot of friends. When they go to the beer bar, he buys the beer in cartons. They put the cartons there in cold kegs. And then the friends come and they drink everything and they walk home singing and having getting into accidents.
It's a frat party.
Until he got married and he had me and my brother. Now he was responsible. And now he also decided, because he had drank so much, he had so much drink that he opened a beer bar himself as his business. And then his friends came again wanting to drink. And they would drink with him. And he realized that no money was coming. One day, just one day, he got up and told himself, Kofi, he was called Kofi. He said, Kofi, what a foolish man you are. These friends are drinking all your business away. Your children don't have you because of this alcohol. He said, one day he told himself, let himself, said, from today, I will never drink. And these friends will never drink from me again. That day, he removed all the alcohol from his safe. He sold it in his beer bar, in his alcohol bar. And he, from that day till now, he has never drank. He never drank.
Wow.
I rose up, I grew up, never seen my father drinking. I saw a lot of the bottles and things, but never once. From that day, he led himself never to drink again. Never. To drink again. It is possible. Sometimes we blame things on addiction instead of blaming it on our lack of leadership of ourselves.
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. Lead yourself to go to school. Lead yourself to pass that exam.
Amen.
Yeah, one day I told myself, you are to this exam, if you fail it, you have spent too much money. You better study.
Okay.
I tell you. You better study. And it has been nice. Yeah. One day, my wife told me that I never remember his birthday. I told myself, from today, I will never forget one more birthday of hers.
Wow.
I will never forget one more anniversary. And it's been good. I've not forgotten. I spoke to myself. I said, it's irresponsible. It's an Christian to live with somebody and you don't even celebrate the person. Is that how? I told myself by the scriptures that do unto others what you would like others to do unto you. And I became very firm on myself. I applied strength to lead myself. Yeah, it's true. When I became a Christian, I was into all kinds of things. When I became a proper Christian, I said, look, I'm going to obey the word. I told myself, I will wake up early and read the Bible every day. I told myself, you are not a good Christian if you don't read the Bible. And we had something. So no Bible, no breakfast. I would never eat breakfast until I've read the Bible. I was strong on myself. I led myself. And I realized because of that, my Christianity grew and grew and grew until I became your pastor. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Woo!
You can do the same. Lead yourself. Lead yourself. I told myself, my parents gave birth to me. I gave them so much trouble when I was a child. Now I'm grown. Ha! Kojo Lindsay, you better take care of your parents. And I told myself, no matter how much I have or I don't have, my parents will be taken care of. From that day, I led myself to become a good child. And before my parents died, they blessed me because of the honor I showed them. I spoke to myself, this behavior is terrible. This behavior is bad. Lead yourself. Lead yourself.
Amen.
The Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
So it's very important for you to lead yourself in strength. Be strong and your outcome will be good. Most people who achieve something, they speak to themselves every day. They lead themselves every day. If you sit in the car, who do you think is leading you? Lead yourself to work. Lead yourself to work. Lead yourself to wake up. Lead yourself to change your diet. This obesity that has happened to you that nobody can do. Sometimes you have to lead yourself to change your diet. When you see the soda, you tell yourself, there you go again. Hey. You want to drink this again. You've drank a little. Yesterday you drank. Today you've drank. You've piled a lot into your bedroom. Throw all of them away. And then by the time you realize, you have become somebody and your weight is changing. Yes. Clap for the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lead yourself. Number two. Your strength. I'm telling you, what strength does. Strength will cause you to lead, to become a good leader of yourself. Number two, strength. Your strength will determine your exploits, what you can achieve. Men of strength do great exploits. Daniel chapter 11 verse 32. Bible says, and as such as do wickedly against the covenant shall be corrupt by flatteries. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, there is a certain strength that will make you do exploits. What are exploits? Exploits are achievements. Exploits are achievements. Yes, you've achieved something. What have you achieved with your life? The reason why people don't achieve things, one of the determinants is because they lack strength. Achieve things. What have you achieved? Have you built a house? Have you gone to school? Have you gotten a degree? Have you been able to marry? Young man, have you married? Are you taking care of your children? It's an achievement. Have you taken your children through school? Have you settled your children? Yes. Have you improved your grades? Have you made your GPA go up? What have you achieved? What have you earned a scholarship? All these things that are achieved in life, they are called exploits. Exploits. How long have you been able to pray? Have you been able to pray 3 hours before? Have you been able to sit in your room and read the Bible for 1 hour? Set targets and do exploits and tell yourself I've achieved. It takes strength. But let me tell you, strength does not come naturally. Bible says, they that know their God shall be strong and shall do exploits. Listen, I'm telling you, one of the things that has given me conviction of heart, that has given me a resolute man, is to the guidance that comes from the scriptures. When I see any scripture, I want to do it. And because I've done the scriptures, God's strength has come to me because I know my God. The Bible says, for example, in Romans chapter 8 and verse 28, that, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. Hallelujah. And are the ones who are the called according to his purpose. I've told myself, I will gather supernatural strength. They that know their God shall be strong. Do you want to develop strength? We are talking about all these exploits, leading yourself in strength. How do you develop the strength? You develop supernatural strength to do exploits by getting to know your God properly. Do you know God? Do you have an understanding of God? Do you have a relationship with God? Do you have an interaction with the presence of God? Do you get into the throne room on a daily basis to draw from the strength of God? Amen. Bible says, they that know their God, they are the ones who will be strong. And because they will be strong, they will do exploits, achievements.
That's right.
I'm telling you honestly. Amen. Yeah, yeah. So what about the unbelievers that achieve things? My darling, I'm telling you honestly, you are a Christian. When people are using all kinds of things to motivate themselves, what will you use? The power of God.
What's your weapon?
Use the word of God. Use the spirit or the anointing of God to equip you. Use means that are coming. I tell you, Bible says the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, they are not natural, but they are mighty through God. To pulling down of strongholds, casting out imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. That is what David did. He saw Goliath. Goliath is the things that are rising up and above on you. And he called on the name of the Lord. He says, who is this uncircumcised Philistines who defies the name of the Lord? And he called upon God and he took the 3 stones and a sling and he overcame. The strength of the Lord made him do exploits. And they started singing. Saul has killed his thousands and David has killed his 10,000s. Ladies and gentlemen, my life, when I began to know God properly, has been a life of exploits, including starting this church, including being able to even pastor somebody like you. It's an exploit. You know that it's an achievement to pastor you, especially you. Do you think it takes weakness? It takes strength. And it doesn't take just manual strength. It takes supernatural strength. It takes the strength of wisdom, the strength of anointing, the strength of the word, the strength of prayer, the strength of the presence of God, the strength of preaching, the strength of knowing God for myself. Yeah, to achieve these things. Amen. I mean, achievements like marrying one woman. They that know their God, they shall be strong, and because of that, they will do exploits.
Yes.
It's true. Achievement of even becoming disciplined, that you will not drink, that you will not be late. All these teachings on loyalty that makes you very, very favored at your workplace is because you know your God. It's because you want to please God. Mm. They that know their God, they shall be strong and shall do exploits. Today, I challenge you to develop supernatural strength. Bible says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of God's might. Let's open our Bibles to Isaiah chapter 41. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28 to verse 31. Isaiah 40, verse 20. First of all, Isaiah 40, 31 says, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. But let me tell you where it started from verse 28. From verse 28. And I want to narrate to you. Isaiah chapter 40, verse 28. He says, has thou not known? Good. Has thou not known? Has thou not heard? That the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he does not get tired, he doesn't faint, neither is he weary. He's going to give you that strength. There is no searching of his understanding. Next verse, please. He gives power to the weak or to the faint. Power, strength, power, dunamis. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm challenging you today. Believe God this week. Ask the Lord for supernatural strength to lead yourself out of many things. Amen. No, we'll keep going. Please, keep going. The next verse. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. That means that youth are a group of people that are known for their strength. But even they get tired. Young men, same thing. But he says, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Yes. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be, they shall walk and they shall not faint. Ladies and gentlemen, Caleb was 80 years. He told Joshua, give me that mountain. Give me that mountain. I am as strong now as I was 40 years ago. God will renew your strength to do exploits. In the name of Jesus. Some people will be retiring at 62. But you at 62, you will be as if you are 38 in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Because you wait upon the Lord. Because you are somebody who serves God. This service of God brings strength supernaturally. I can assure you.
Amen.
I can assure you. Okay. Let's ask for lasting wisdom. Let's open our Bible to 2 Samuel chapter 22, verse number 40. And also get ready to open Judges 6:5. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse number 40, talking about David, how he became strong. David who killed Goliath. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse number 40. The Bible says, for thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me, they have been subdued under me. Because God gave him strength. Every battle that you are going to face, may the Lord give you the upper hand in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Upper hand to overcome every battle,
Amen.
To do exploits. Whatever you have not been able to do, seek the face of God and get to know Him and be strong. Judges chapter 6 and verse number 5. Judges chapter 6 and verse number 5. This was talking about Gideon and what it is. Judges chapter 6 and verse number 5. Hallelujah. Who is supplying the scriptures? Amen. Anyway, let me go on. There's somebody who's very slow at the scriptures. Anyway, so ladies and gentlemen, what I am trying to tell you is that try and be strong in the Lord and see the difference. The next thing, your strength determines how much you will be able to help others. Your strength will determine how much you'll be able to help others. Do you know, one of the signs that you're strong is not beating down people, but rather helping people to become strong. Actually, the Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter 4 and verse 9 down, it says, two are better than one because they have a greater reward for their labor. Two are better than one, you know, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. And then the next verse says, for when one falls, for if they fall, the one will be able to lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falls, for he has not another to help him. One sign of strength is how much you're able to help people. Like, for example, your Christianity, how many people has it helped? How many people, since you became in Christ, have you brought to Christ? That shows your spiritual strength. Anybody who is a Christian, who your Christianity has been all about yourself, Christianity has been you come to church, you have not backslidden. You read your Bible, you whatever it is that you do, but you have not been able to help another person to become a Christian. You are not a strong Christian. Strong Christians share their strength. Hallelujah. You know, when in Luke chapter 5, when Peter had gone out fishing and he had caught nothing and he was going home. Jesus Christ brought him to come and help him to preach. And after helping him to preach, Jesus Christ told him in Luke chapter 5 that, you know, come, cast your net to the right side and you will for a catch. Then Luke chapter 5 verse 5, he said, Peter told him, Lord, I have toiled all night and I've caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. Then the next verse, and he actually let down the net. And when they had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes and their net even broke. Then the next verse, and they beckoned unto the partners, other partners, which were in the other ship, and they, that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both ships, and both of the ships began to sink. Hallelujah. You know, Peter was somebody who had nothing. He had no power, financial power. He had no fish power until Jesus helped him. And when Jesus helped him, he had so much strength that he began to help others. That shows your strength. My question to you is that who have you helped? Assess your strength as a determinant by how many people you help. When I was in school, I helped many people to pass the exams. I remember that when my wife was writing her final medical school exam, I had finished passing my exam. I would go and sit in her room and we would study together and I would help her to pass the exam because it's a sign of strength. Ladies and gentlemen, from today, if you want to acquire strength, let me give you a strategy. Begin to be somebody who helps others. Let your life be a blessing to many. You are not a blessing until you are a blessing to me. You are not blessed until you are blessing people. Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive. A sign of financial ability is your ability to give. Number one, to give to God. And number two, to give to others. I tell you, if you are not somebody who gives tithes, you are not financially strong. I can assure you, and you will never be financially strong. Bible says in Luke chapter 16, I believe it's verse 10 and 11. He said, if God cannot trust you with unrighteous mammon, how will he be able to, if you cannot be trusted with unrighteous mammon, who will give you true riches? Who? He that is faithful in that which is least will fail. But therefore, if you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, who will give you true riches? You know? So tithing is a sign of financial strength. It's only people who have the strength of God who do tithe, who give to the Lord, and who give to others. Yeah. Who give to others? I give to others. I give to others. I give to people. I give to beggars. May you be able to help others. Help others in school who are struggling in the academic work. Help others who are struggling. People are there who don't have clothes. You have a lot of clothes. You pack them in your closet. Mm. And you say when you lose weight, you wear them. Okay. 2 years, you haven't lost weight.
Okay.
Give them away so that your strength will come and you will see that new clothes will come to your closet. Put your hands together for Jesus. All right? So I'm telling you how to develop strength. Develop strength by knowing your God. Develop strength by helping others. The next thing is your strength is determined by, which one should I give? I want to give you one more before I go. Determine by how much, you know, how much accusation you can withstand. Accusation. Genesis chapter 49 from verse 22 to 24. Bible says, Joseph is a fruitful bow, even a fruitful bow by a well, whose branches run over the wall. The archers are people who are like snipers. The archers have sorely grieved him, and they shot at him, and they hated him. But his bow abode in strength, and the arms of his hands were made strong by the hands of the Almighty, or the mighty God of Jacob. You know that song? By the hands of the Almighty. Anyway, don't be singing it to you. From thence is the shepherd, the stone of Israel. Ladies and gentlemen, Joseph was somebody who was attacked, who was accused by his brothers, who was accused by Potiphar's wife, who was accused by many people and sold into slavery. The question I'm asking is, how many of these difficult situations have you survived? The other thing is, a man of strength will be able to come out of difficult places. You know what? when difficult things face you, take it not as a problem. Take it as a challenge that you must overcome. I've seen a lot of people accuse me. They say false things. Many, Jesus Christ was accused. Bible says he suffered against the contradiction of sinners. People who came to die for, they spat at him. They gave him vinegar to drink. They put thorns on his head. They pierced him till he bled. But in spite of all these accusations, he stood and said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they do." Let me tell you how to develop strength. People who are strong, when they are at a workplace and the accusations, you don't just fight and then you slam the door and you leave. Many of you have not faced difficult situations. You have just walked out. Somebody accuses you a little. I'm out of this place. You are in a relationship and somebody gets mad and they scream at you. You abandon the relationship. You are in a nice church like ours and somebody says something bad, or a preaching affects you, say, "I'm going to another church." You always running away from one thing or another. Because of that, you are always starting again. You go to a job and you leave quickly. You go to a church and you leave quickly. You start a relationship and you're offended shortly and you stop the relationship. You are in a marriage, a little beast, and you are divorced. You never build on what you start. And sometimes you start on many things and other people come. If you are strong, one of the ways to develop yourself for the outcome to show is to stand and fight and to overcome the things that come against you and to come out victorious. Everything that is facing you that you are about to give up, that is coming against you. Some of us, we are about to give up that we will never be able to overcome pornography. We are about to give up that we will never find a good job. We are about to give up, we will never be able to finish this school. Do not take it as surface value. Begin to apply yourself. Rather tell yourself, this thing must also fall. This thing is also going to fall. Let me tell you, the devil is at your throat. The Bible says, and let me tell you the last scripture before I leave. The Bible says in 1 Peter chapter 5 from verse 8 to verse 10. From verse 8 to verse 10. The Bible says, "Be sober, be vigilant, for your adversary the devil, like a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour." And then the verse 9 says, "Whom resist steadfastly." Ladies and gentlemen, you have to resist him. Bible says that submit yourself to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Everything. No, don't take away the scripture. Everything that fights you, you must fight back. Don't give up. Don't quit. Don't stop fighting. Start to win. Become victorious. Bible says everything that is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Pray, ask God, seek counsel, and fight. The devil is roaring lion. He said, this is the same thing he has done to the people in the world. And then finally, he says, "Whom resist steadfast." Any enemy of accusation, any enemy of opposition, anything that resists against you requires strength to overcome. Weak people give up. Even failure, I no more call it failure. I call it temporary setback. I'm going to attempt it again. I failed exams before, but I rewrote them and I passed well. One time I failed the exam so badly that I was the last person. I told myself, next time I will be the best. I went and I sat the whole semester break. I sat in the library from morning to evening. By the time I entered school, I was top class student. Top class. I fought it. What is it that is trying to overcome you? You apply strength. I resist it. Fight it. Overcome it. Don't give up. So you failed the first time. So what? This is my wife that today you see as my wife. I was around her. I gave her. I paid for her for dinner. All kinds of things. And one day she came and told me that she has a beloved. One day she came to tell me, somebody I've invested in, I've taken you to dinner, I've given you mineral drinks, Coke, soda, juice, a little student. I use my money to take you to restaurant. And then finally you tell me that, no, somebody, hey.
Mercy.
I just withdrew and went and prayed and fasted. Kapatosi Brant. By the time I arrived, within 1 year, that guy was nowhere to be found. Clap for the Lord Jesus. I fought for my rights. I did not give up. I said, this woman with these dimples, with this voice, with this kind of legs, with this kind of beauty from inside, I'm going to win.
That's it.
Yeah. Amen. Today she's in my corner. Three boys down the line, she's still in my corner by the grace of God. I did not give up. And here we are. You call her mama. You call her Sister Ray. Because she's lady pastor. Because somebody fought. How come you are giving up? That's why the outcome of your life is the way. You give up too quickly. You've stopped school. You move from one school to another. One relationship to another. One job to another. You don't control your temper. You are losing every relationship. From today, you will arise and shine. And I want to leave you with this scripture. 1 Peter chapter 5. I read the verse 8 and verse 9. Now go to verse 10. This is your scripture as we go away. He said that 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 10. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus. After that you have suffered a few setbacks, after that you've suffered a while, he will make you perfect, he will establish you, he will strengthen you, and he will settle you. I see somebody who gave up before. From now, you are not giving up. Somebody, you gave up even on Christ, on Christianity. Somebody, you are about to stop the church. You are about to give up on the Lord. You say, what is this? I've served God enough. You are about to even commit suicide. But from today, I tell you, God is going to strengthen you. Your faith will come. You will overcome like Goliath. Goliath is something that stands in your way, taller than you, bigger than you, looks like it's overcoming you, but strength has come. Go try again. The outcome of your life is in question. The determinant of strength comes to you. The strength of the Lord. God will give you the strength. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. After you've suffered a while, it's your time to win. It's your time to be established. It's a time to be perfected. It's a time to be strengthened. It's a time for the Lord to settle you. Go do that same thing again without giving up. And don't withdraw, for the victory is yours because of Christ, he who gave himself for us. Thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. And make it the savor of his knowledge by us in every place. Because of you, people will get to know him. Because of your victories, people will sense the Lord in you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Put your hands together. Somebody is going to win a scholarship. Somebody is going to win a promotion. Somebody's relationship is getting better again. Somebody's child who seemed to be getting some way is getting back to normal. Somebody's addiction is going away because God is bringing you strength as a determinant in Jesus' name. Put your hand on your heart and let's pray. Say this after me. Say, Almighty Father,
Almighty Father.
I need your strength.
I need revival.
I need supernatural power. Please forgive me
for
all my sins.
I am a sinner.
Faith is small. Strengthen me in the inner man. Let me be born again.
Let me
know you properly.
Because
they that know their God,
they
shall be strong, and they shall do exploits. Exploits that bring salvation. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the Lord,
the
Son of the living God. He died for me, died for my sins, and God raised him from the dead. I have this faith.
I am born again.
I am a child of God. Please write my name.
Book of life.
Fill me with your sweet Holy Spirit.
In Jesus Christ's mighty name.
Amen and amen. Put your hands together for the Lord and give the Lord a mighty wave of victory because of the new strength. You watch it. There will be testimonies of your strength. Now, if you gave your life to Jesus Christ and you make a decision to join us, that number, 901-609-5933, is your number. Send a text, make a phone call, and make contact. If you need a friend, if you are lonely, if you have a question, if you need counseling, also write that number down and send a text or make a phone call. Whatever it is that you need, even if you are not a member of this church, but you have a need of counsel, prayer, anything, please, that's your number. But definitely contact us and you will not be disappointed by what the Lord will do in your life. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
Now, before we go for our communion, okay, I want us to take out a good offering. All right? Take out a good offering. Take out the tithe. You know, the Bible says in Esther chapter 5 that Esther was challenged. Almost all his countrymen were about to die. And there was a time that he was supposed to go and see the king. But it was not time for anybody to see. Anybody who went to see the king at the wrong time would be executed. But there comes Esther. And then she managed to go to the king. And he wore his royal apparel. She wore. When the king just saw her, everybody had taken a knife wanting to slay because that's the law. The king said no. He lifted up the holy scepter and said, allow her. She found favor before the king. Today, my prayer for you as you give the offering, as you give your tithe, is that as you sow this seed, God will grant you favor where you would not have been allowed. God will give you access. God will give you favor. God will cause you to do well. Take out that tithe to honor the Lord. 10% of your increase, fixed income, variable income, income, or whatever, even gifts are your increase. Honor the Lord with 10% of it. And for those who are new, text to 45777 and then everything is on there, and give by text. Okay? Don't let Corona take away your relationship with God and say that, oh, I don't need to pay tithe because I'm not in church. Then the Lord should be able to tell you that, oh, it's Corona, so I should just take his breath away. Is that what you want? May the Lord forbid. Hallelujah. Everyone who is here, as the Corona set goes up, your strength will increase in Jesus' name. Your immunity will become stronger in Jesus' name. Such that even if you are in a close proximity with somebody and Corona happens to enter your system, God will give you the barrier. It will not survive in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Yeah, you go and test. They say you have COVID, but you don't feel anything, and then COVID goes away, and then God gives you immunity and strength.
Wow!
For the rest of the season, that shall be your story. Don't be afraid in Jesus' name. Lift up your tithe, lift up your offering, and let's pray this favor on your life. Father, I pray, proclaiming and declaring these prophetic words upon your children. Give them favor like Esther. Give them the barriers against disease like you, barriers against killers like you did for Job. Job was affected around him by infection, but his life was preserved. And at the end of the day, you gave him double for his trouble. Bless your children with preservation, promotion, in Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe that the word of God has come through to you and you have been blessed. Come join our services at 5796 Shelby Oaks Drive this and every Sunday at 9:45 a.m. Be blessed.